Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The federal government's testing czar says the increase in testing is not the only factor behind the big surge in coronavirus cases in the U.S. NPR's Rob Stein has details.
During an interview on NBC, Admiral Brett Ross says coronavirus infections have increased so much recently that the surge cannot be explained by the rise in testing alone. That runs counter to suggestions by President Trump, who has blamed testing for the increase. Ross also says the increase in cases is not the only reason to be concerned. Hospitalizations and deaths are also increasing. So Ross is urging more Americans to take precautions to reduce the spread of the virus, like universal mask wearing. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Hurricane Zeta has made landfall in Louisiana with New Orleans in its path, and authorities in that area of the state are fielding numerous calls from people in distress, including those whose homes have lost their roofs. Nearly 400,000 people are without power tonight. Zeta came ashore as a powerful Category 2 hurricane with top sustained winds of 110 miles an hour. It's the 27th named storm of what has been a historically busy Atlantic hurricane season. Storms expected to move through other states as well, with Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina planning school closings tomorrow as the storm heads their way. For years, American human rights groups have monitored elections abroad. NPR's Joel Rose reports some are now focusing on the U.S. election, and they're seeing warning signs of potential conflict.
Experts in global conflict see early warning signs of potential violence around the election here. Harir Balyan directs the conflict resolution program at the Carter Center, started by former President Jimmy Carter, in part to ensure fair elections in the developing world. Balyan has worked in the Balkans and former Soviet states, though never on a U.S. election until now.
What we fear is that guns, protests, and elections do not mix well.
Balyan and other conflict experts say they're worried about what will happen if no clear winner emerges on election night, especially if protesters and counter-protesters clash in the streets. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The sell-off continued on Wall Street and around the world today amid mounting concerns over further economic slowing during the coronavirus lockdown. All the major U.S. stock market indices were down 3% or more. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Grant Thornton and says the financial markets are coming to grips with the fact the economic fallout from the pandemic is not over yet.
Even a vaccine is not the panacea they had hoped. And right now, we don't even have a vaccine. What we're seeing is cases surge. And as cases surge, consumers and businesses alike are starting to pull back.
The market posting some of the biggest losses since the spring. The Dow fell 943 points today. The Nasdaq was down 426 points. You're listening to NPR. Antitrust regulators in Italy announced today they've opened an investigation into search engine company Google. Officials there citing alleged abuse of the company's dominant role in the online marketplace and further heightening scrutiny. The Italian Competition Authority says it suspects the U.S. tech company is using the vast amount of data it collects to prevent rivals from entering the digital ad space. Google, for its part, says it will work with Italian authorities. Pioneering chef and restaurateur Cecilia Chang has died. Chang helped transform Americans' appreciation of authentic Chinese food. She died today in San Francisco at the age of 100, and NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
When Cecilia Chang arrived in San Francisco in the 1960s, she was shocked by the chop suey that was nothing like the refined cuisine she'd enjoyed as a child in Shanghai.
I want to do something totally different. I want to serve real Chinese food.
That's Chang in a 2014 documentary about her and her influential, now-closed restaurant. The Mandarin was one of the very first high-end Chinese restaurants in the U.S. Over her long, long life, Cecilia Chang wrote books, taught Chinese cooking to Julia Child, and won a James Beard Award at the age of 93. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Airplane builder Boeing announced today it will cut additional jobs as a fall-off in air travel severely affected demand for new planes. Seattle-based company saying it expects to cut its workforce to roughly 130,000 employees by the end of next year, down 30,000 from the start of the year. That's far deeper than the 19,000 jobs the company announced it was cutting 3 months ago. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.